Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. We just slid this show in under the
wire. Whoa.
Yeah. More than hearts are on fire right now.
I'm telling you, we were going sideways under the oil rig, and I said, duck.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, boom.
Gosh, but we made it. And here we are.
A little bit of a marketing.
Yeah. Thank you, darling.
Hey, Jack Oliver.
Yeah.
Get a lipstick, at least for the holidays.
Jack, yeah, come on. I mean, come blow on. Blow the moths out of that wallet. Let's go. Let's go.
We love you, Jack.
Well, we're here to say that next week we're doing our big holiday show.
Ooh, Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Christmas.
Hear the sleigh bells ring, jing, jing, jing.
Slamming doors. There should be a slamming door. We have a slamming door. Where is our slamming door?
I don't know.
Here it is.
Probably, you know.
There we go. Christmas.
Jesus. Christ. That hurt.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So this show is going to be a lead into the holidays. We're not really going to talk too much about Christmas because there's so much wrong with love right now that we don't even know where to begin. I know. Yeah.
There's a lot wrong with love?
Well, not for you, Gwenny, because you have one of those like hearts that if you squeezed it, little hearts would come out of it. But
F you.
Mm-mm.
For the quarter. You know,
that was
paint me like I'm like wrapped in lace with a lot of lip gloss or something.
Okay. Well, wrapped in lace and silk, the lip gloss not so much. But
who was that?
That's a
dog.
That's the dog.
It was the dog.
That poor gassy thing. But anyway, you know what? It's just with everything that's going on in the world, there's just such angst and
I hate the word negative.
I hate it. But there's just such an air of despair.
There is. You know, I guess I'll talk about this. Okay, with what happened in San Bernardino, it was so surprisingly horrific. I was in Nordstrom last night with my girlfriend. And she said, well, I'm down from, you know, North Carolina. We don't have an, you know, Atlanta's too far. Let's go in. I want to get some makeup. So we're at the makeup counter. And suddenly I look up and coming down the aisle between the counters is this Muslim girl and husband pushing a baby carriage. And your first thought goes to other explosives in a baby carriage.
I mean, seriously, it's the sad way to have to be.
And her little, only her eye exposed. And she's looking at eye makeup. And as they're walking down between the two aisles of perfume and the La Cremieux, or whatever it's called, everybody parts.
Mm-mm.
Everybody noticeably parts and gets out of their way. And they walk by and my girlfriend went, that is the strangest feeling I've ever had. And they just keep cruising around the makeup department at Nordstrom, and everybody's like, it's so obvious that everyone is like on their toes.
It's really a horrible way to have to be because
10
years ago we might have looked and said, poor girl wearing the burqa. It's not a keen thing for us.
She's here buying Chanel eye makeup.
Well, you know, Chanel.
Yeah.
But it's just a horrible way to have to live. And you know what? It's the old adage, what, a few rotten apples. And this is all about a bunch of bully punks who have taken their views to the extreme. And
I think they're mentally unstable.
Oh, I do too. I also think that they're mercenaries. I think they're going where the bucks are. The money trail is what stinks for me. Somewhere, someplace, money.
I agree because when they talked about their attire,
mm-hmm.
their arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, and then renting, you know, $200 a day SUV, mm-hmm. which is going to be shot to hell like Bonnie and Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the money's coming from somewhere.
And you know what? And we really don't listen, that we're not going to get political because you know something, honestly, I don't think there's any point in getting political anymore
because you
can only believe what you read in front of you. And then you can't believe 90% of that. So,
it's true.
It's just a sad way to be. And I hate it for the children that are growing up behind us, because the same way their children mm-hmm. are being raised to hate, ours are being raised to fear.
Yeah, it's true.
And hatred and fear.
It, 6-month-old baby, and they knew that it was a death mission.
Mm-hmm. There's something that doesn't add up for people. Psychotic. There is a psychosis, and the Stockholm syndrome, where people start to relate to their captors, and I get all that. You know, the bottom line is, we could speculate forever.
Yeah,
these people had something planned. They had a freaking arsenal in their house.
Heinous.
This was not a he got mad at somebody at work. This was a, you know what? Now
Heinous.
I'm pissed enough to carry it out, and
Heinous.
They did.
Heinous.
And they did.
And the sad thing is that it now. Ha ha, it proved to America that we can be anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anywhere.
And you know what? I think there was one particular victim that I read about, the guy, I believe his name was Shannon. He had a beard,
mm-hmm.
and he held on to the girl and said, "Don't worry, I've got you." And he was killed, and she lived. And he sacrificed his life to protect her. And these are the people we need to be talking about. Let's starve the story about these other miscreants and bullies and lowlives that think that it's okay to stand behind their religion and use it as a weapon and a shield. Shame on you.
It's not
even
a religion.
No.
I saw in the news today that U2 had finally came and did
their concert.
Their concert.
Good.
And all around the stadium were the pictures of the fallen, which was so wonderful.
You know, there's no reason for... In this day and age, on this planet, there's no reason for this kind of destruction. If we would get together, work together, learn together, grow together, and then in the event that those aliens, which you know I believe are coming, got here, we could stand and say, oh, hell no, you're not taking all of us, you know. But there's so many red herrings, so much of wagging the dog, and there's so many experts. And you and I both know a few of those.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
it's
yeah.
like, you know what? The bottom line is this. Human beings are a disgrace and a disappointment to the evolution of the planet, period.
What I love is all of the YouTube videos that are showing animals getting together.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we?
Animals like a lion and a goat. They threw the goat in for the lion to eat, and he wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, and then a bird and a cat.
Yeah. You know. Oh.
Well, let's hear your first letter.
Yeah, here we
charity.
Go. Let's go on to some happier things, like damaged love. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Okay.
Dear Charity and Gwendolyn, I've done the candles and the sexy underwear.
Mm.
I've donned the flannel and the fuzzy slippers.
Mm.
I've wrapped myself in cellophane and answered the door naked.
Ooh.
I did the French maid, the cave woman, and the Greek goddess. I've done tight jeans and wife beater, and I've worn silk and red lipstick. I've spoiled my man with too much variety, and I'm out of options.
Oh, no.
We're not into toys or threesomes. What else can I do to keep the flame burning? Signed, running on empty. Whoa.
Oh, wait. No, just go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning and start it all over again.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Get one of your little hats. Write all the little things that you've done, from French maid to blah, 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 to cowgirl or whatever. Fold them up on a piece of paper, put them in the hat, and say, pick, honey.
Pick
and
one.
That's what I'll be for you tonight.
Pick. I do love the fact that, you know,
she's game.
Yeah. What is he doing for you? I am very curious about that.
Oh.
You don't say what he does for you.
Yeah.
I mean, is he doing the, Canadian Mountie or the Lumberjack?
Yeah, the role playing. What's he doing for you? To your goddess? Is he Zeus?
Yeah.
What's going on?
The gladiator.
Yeah. Does he ring your bell?
One of my all-time favorites, Tarzan. Just saying. You know, wow. You know what? I have found in my, I wish I could say limited experiences, but that would be lying.
We're going into a...
Into a
R-rated.
Yeah, a dark
situation.
No. I'm gonna try and keep it PG-13
okay.
So we can stay on the air.
And maybe get a sponsor for
a
radio
show. There you go. I just find that men really, honestly, are not really that much into all this stuff. You know, they kind of just like
spread your legs and let's get
there
going.
There you go. Get on with it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I can. Yeah, you're putting too much into it,
too
girlfriend.
Much work.
Too much work. Just light the put the utensils aside and on the dinner table and just lay down and hand him a napkin.
I'm reminded of a story, and I'll have to I'll have to edit a few parts of it. But
okay,
this guy that I saw, you know, one of my 5 minute guys. And five minute length of
relationship.
And he said he was going out with this woman who was way younger than him.
Okay.
And he said she wore him out. He said she would come over and sometimes she'd wear wigs and like dance like a stripper and everything.
Oh
and
God.
He finally got to the point where he would laugh because he thought it was just so ridiculous. Her whipping her long orange hair around. And, so this just so reminds me of that scenario.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have to try so hard. Maybe he would
not
just
every
like,
time.
No. Maybe he'd just like if you threw back the covers and said, "Come on in, honey. I've been waiting for you."
Yeah. Let's light a candle or do it in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot to be said for doing it in the dark too. Believe me.
Amen.
Yeah. And the older you get, the darker you see. But or even some candlelight or whatever. So I don't know who she was, but I remember someone who had a candlelit experience and the pillow got thrown and set the room on fire. Okay. She's trying too hard. Trying too hard.
Yep. You know, I would say maybe once a month you give him a character.
Mm-hmm. Or hold some back a little bit.
Yeah. Or maybe his birthday or Valentine's Day or,
sounds like she's wearing that thing out.
Immaculate conception.
Immaculate reception. All right, Gwenny, hit me.
Let's see what I've got going on here. I can't buzz around. Okay. Oh, this is sweet. Now I'm going to go for this one. Okay. Hello, ladies. My problem is small but troubles me. My son has informed me that he is planning on getting married in a small ceremony this New Year's Eve to a woman he has only known for the past 6 weeks.
Uh-oh.
You're a mommy. You can relate. Our family is very suspicious and know nothing about her except that she has two small children, ages 6 to 8, from a black man who is in jail for armed robbery. And she's never married. We are not racist in any way, but concerned about her choices in life, and she admits to making bad ones but loves our son. She seems to be a hard-working girl, waitressing and taking care of her children. My son is very successful and has a new business and has his own business. He has never been married before but has had a full life with several women. He is in his early 40s and this woman is in her early 30s.
Mm.
We want the best for him and he seems to be happy, but is it just the blush of new romance or is it really love? Who knows? My husband, his brother and sister want to have a sit down with him and plead to wait a little longer to get married. Our biggest fear is that she's interested in his money and what he has to offer. He offers so much stability for her. I'm afraid he is wanting to save her. Knight in shining armor. A concerned mom.
Oh, red flags, red flags, red flags.
Bing, 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 bing. You, mommy.
You know, they say that the reason for an engagement, a year-long engagement, is that you need to spend 4 seasons with someone.
Well, that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. That you need to do a spring, summer, fall and winter with
someone. I like that.
Uh-huh. To see whether or not it's all going to congeal and stay together. You know,
exactly.
I think the day of the shotgun wedding is long past.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for these overnight let's get married.
Well, obviously she didn't with her first two kids.
Mm-hmm. I think that they have every reason to be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
However,
yeah,
if they want to maintain a relationship, if he's hell-bent on doing this,
yeah,
if they want to maintain a relationship with him, they got to zip it and hope that they can build some kind of relationship with her.
Exactly. Keep him close.
Mm-hmm.
Keep him close. Let him go through it. There's always divorce.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, maybe that is his thing. Maybe he wants to be a knight in shining armor. And maybe that satisfies him. And she needs to be rescued. So maybe they found a symbiotic relationship.
Maybe. My big concern, though, is the black husband in jail.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I mean, those are his babies. When he gets out, he's going to want to see his babies, and that adds another element to the mix.
Did it say how he met her?
Well, it says she was a waitress. Maybe he met her while she was waiting on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you not seen that movie, Monsters Ball? Come on, boy.
Oh, my God. Have you not heard about our great Titan football player?
God, that's right. Waitress. She was a waitress, wasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, oh, out of...
Listen, she could be a lovely woman, and she could really have just made some poor choices.
And ready to have a marriage with a great guy.
Mm-hmm. But if she is truly on the up and up and a stand-up chick, then she should recognize that she's made bad choices, and she should understand their hesitancy, and she should say to him, listen, until your family gets to know me better, why don't we take a little bit, take some time.
Maybe his mom should take her aside.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd know that.
It's a slippery slope.
It's scary. It's really teetering. I would say honor his wishes and don't say anything, because later on it'll bite you in the butt.
Oh, yes, it will.
Your husband will say, you know, if you say, I told you so, you know, it, he'll pull away from you and he'll lock you out.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But I am going to tell you that this is how this whole scenario is going to play out.
Okay.
She's going to get pregnant right away. So they're going to have a kid together.
Mm-hmm.
There's red flags all over this. I'm sorry. As a mother, I would have to say to my son, listen, I'm going to support you. I'm going to be happy for you because you're happy, but I have to tell you right up front. But I want to say it in front of both of you. I'm worried about this. It happened too fast, and it looks like you, the young lady, have not made a lot of really great life choices. Now, this may be the best life choice you ever make, and that could be wonderful for all concerned, but I think you appreciate me as a mom saying,
yeah.
What's the rush?
Exactly.
What is the
blush
rush?
Won't be off the rose if you keep, you know, wait till spring.
And also, too, we're missing some pieces here. Does her husband in jail know that there's a...
They're not married.
Oh, they're not married. He's just
it's
the father of her
they're
kid.
They're not married, yeah, which gives you that other element of...
Does he know there's a new baby daddy in the picture?
Who knows? That's like... He's probably looking at like, great, I'll take care of my kids. I don't have to give child support.
And who knows? It might be perfectly... He doesn't care, and he might not care. And might
that's
not.
True.
And she could be... I always err on the side of suspicion. That's my nature. You know it.
Yeah.
But I'm a mom, too. And I think that if my son came and said this to me, I'd be saying, son, I'd be doing all kinds of background checks.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, hell no. On the other hand, maybe she should get to know her. Let me get to know her before.
Pull her close.
Yeah.
Pull her close.
Yeah.
Got the holidays.
Yeah.
Pull her close.
See if she's going to blend into your family. She might.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm.
Oh, Lordy. Mm-hmm. This is another one we need to hear from after the wedding.
Boy, we need to make that list.
We should. This is going to be interesting to see how this one plays out. Boy.
Ready-made family. A ready-made mixed family.
Mm-mm-mm.
What do you got, girl?
All right, well, mine is when I pulled this off our email.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just read it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Dear Love Burns, I have a problem. My boyfriend is a sloppy kisser. I've asked him to let me kiss him, and he does for a few seconds, and then he goes back to devouring my face.
Yeah.
I love him, but I hate the way he kisses.
Yeah.
He laughs when I ask him to be gentler, go slower. He says that's the way he kisses, and if I don't like it, he won't kiss me. This is becoming a real deal breaker for me. Signed, Licked to Death in Louisiana.
Oh, you know, a bad kissing portends to what it's going to be like for the rest of the world.
The kiss is the deal.
Is it in his kiss? Oh, yeah, that's what they say.
If the kiss is great, the rest of it you can work on. The kiss is the deal breaker.
Great kissing.
And I've now in my limitless experience.
Oh, here she goes.
I've only had maybe what I would call 3 world class kissers. The rest were mediocre, and some were okay. But I did have 3 world class kissers.
Wow, you're lucky.
3,
and they kiss their way right into the groove.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, very often now I revisit those times in some private moments and talk about that. Great kissing. But and you know what? They were just great. And the because of
sensual.
That.
There's a sensuality in it. They're in the moment. They're voici voila. They're reading you and they're
And bad kissing is bad kissing.
Bad kissing is bad kissing. I think it'll change.
No.
But you got to say, soften your lips. Don't look so slower. Please don't put your tongue, boxing my tonsils or my adenoids. Please don't do that.
No.
Release the Kraken.
And the whole devouring of the face thing. Oh, no. No.
Lick your nose and your eyelids and your. My God.
No. Licked to Death in Louisiana. I hate to tell you, but if his attitude is that's the way he kisses, then you need to tell him, well, it's a deal breaker for me, and see if he wants to change or learn.
Yeah. I mean, you can teach an old dog new tricks. I don't care what they say. If they're into you and they want to please you, he can become a good kisser.
I mean, kissing is it. You know,
I'd rather have a good makeout session than a bad brouhaha.
Yeah. the vapors. I mean, I agree. I think that there's a lot to be said for making out, and it does harken back to when you're like young
and
you're first going out with guys and that's your first real contact.
Quiver pie.
Yeah. And you never really lose that. I like that. There's an electricity in it, but if a guy's a bad kisser, I mean, I've had my share of little lizard tongues and, too much pressure, too light. No, listen, you're finished. It's done. Tell him that if he doesn't change, you're moving on to another pair of lips.
Give him to the first of the year.
Thank you.
Teach him.
Put him on a time clock.
Is it in his kiss? Oh, yeah, that's what they say. Is it in his lips? Okay, here's mine.
Okay.
Gwendolyn and Charity. First off, thanks for Love Burns. I have been a fan from the first show, and you girls rock my boat. I'm in love. Oh, it's a guy. I'm in love with a coworker, and she has no idea. We spend so much time together working on projects. She is single, and so am I. She dates and shares some light info about it, but she is still unattached. I know it won't be long before she is, because she is such a great catch. We get along so well and have little flirtations, but I am a couple of years older, but we are at the great age for marriage and starting a family. I just don't know how to approach her or even ask her out.
Oh,
I know. The company Christmas party is coming up in a week or so, and I want to give her something special, but not over the top. Do you have any suggestions? And I want to ask her out on a date. I'm not a slouch or a nerd, just a regular guy who's not bad looking. Women in the office make overtures, often, but I pass. My sights are on one girl. I don't want her to see me passed around. Signed, waiting.
Do you have a brother, father, uncle, grandfather even?
Yeah, like in his 50s.
Oh, he's a romantic man.
He is. I love this guy.
What would you suggest he gets for her as a little gift that won't scare her?
I would say a gift certificate to a spa.
Yes. You're a beautiful lady who should be treated well. That's really pretty.
A massage and a facial.
Mm-hmm.
And then have a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
To just, be good.
He says, I guess she has no idea he's carrying this torch, huh?
It doesn't sound like they're like buddies, mm-hmm. office buddies, and go out for a drink or something with the group, and it looks like, you know.
Okay, now, first of all, I am waiting. I am going to have to caution you now about office romances.
Mm.
Because they can be a sticky wicket.
A sticky wicket. You and your... That comes from Graham. That's like
that,
it's in
that
English.
Wicket, that wicket could get mighty sticky. You know, because if it doesn't work out or she rebuffs you, you know, are you going to be able to handle that?
Mm. He's in love with her, he says. Oh, my God.
He's admiring her from afar.
But yet he's close to her. I would say get her a spa date. Get her a spa date.
He says they get along well.
Yeah.
They flirt a little bit.
Yeah, she's flirtatious. There's mm-hmm. a flirtation there.
She's a great catch.
And he's not a slouch or a nerd. Just a regular guy who is not bad looking. Mm-hmm. And other girls try and pick mm-hmm. up on him in the office.
If he's the upcoming company Christmas party, I think he should leave her own personal little secret Santa gift from your secret Santa admirer. Yeah. Let there be a little bit of intrigue, you know, and then if you catch her with, you know, Buddy from accounting under the mistletoe, you'll know that the wrong
guy.
Did you
give me that? This is kind of like you've got mail.
Yes.
You know, it's like she's going, I got this thing, but I don't know what it is. She'll probably be leaning on him to know.
Yeah. And he could maybe do it in a... Okay, this is where we get out of control.
Okay, we're out of control.
He could do it like in a series of things, even. Start something tiny and then try to give clues with it. And then, you know, get yourself a bow.
I'll be sitting in the coffee shop with a book mm-hmm. of Thoreau and
there
a rose stuck.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, will be with the guy with the propeller hat. But that's just...
I like the idea.
No, you're more direct to the heart.
I am. I think he should just put it on her desk from him, and she just goes, gave me a spa date.
Yeah, because my way might be too much work, like the other one with the garters and the...
I would just say, why don't you just come out and say so, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, I would just stick it on her desk in a pretty wrapping and let her come to you and say, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That is so sweet. And then let the party pass and somewhere before New Year's, ask her if she has a New Year's date.
Yeah. Ask her if she has
plans. It.
You know, a lot of people don't.
I know.
Yeah. For New Year's.
It's true.
A lot of people don't.
I never do. Uh-huh. I mean, we get a lot of invitations, but my favorite thing is to be at home, open a bottle of Veuve Clicquot at about 11:30.
Watch Netflix. Don't get me started.
I'm missing it. Hey, mm-hmm. I'm depending on that this weekend.
It'll probably work for you. Me, not so much. But I think I'm going to have to go take a page out of the Gwendolyn LoveQuest romance.
Uh-huh. Come on
say,
over, baby. Yeah. It's soft and cushy.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I think you should be direct. Put it there and say, and listen, if you don't have any plans between now and New Year's.
Wait till Christmas passes.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to take you out. If you have no plans on New Year's Eve, if you'd like to get together, go to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
or if he has a great party to go to, like his family
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Yeah, because you might as well expose her to all that nonsense straight out. Oh, the horror. We're all from
dysfunction. The horror. The menorah and then the horror.
Yeah. Well, we're from Italian backgrounds. We like to say there needs to be a knifing, a fire, an affair in the coat closet. And that usually happens all at a funeral. But
or dinner.
Yeah. But
Uncle Roger's birthday party. Oh my God! You should have seen what happened.
I think one of them's dead in the seat in the car. But I think I have to agree with you. I think he needs to be direct. Mm-hmm. I think he needs to lay his cards out.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
I know.
I hope he has a spring wedding, and a spring baby after that.
Spring wedding and a spring baby.
1 year later.
Oh, 1 year later.
Yeah.
Okay.
1 year later.
Wow.
1 year later. Let us know waiting.
Yeah. We really do have to encourage people to bring us up to date on whether or not they took our advice. That might be a scary thing, but yeah.
Absolutely.
We have to go back and we have to, we do want to hear that. We did have a few.
We can email them. You know,
we'll email
them
and
the first of the year.
Checking
up on you. The first of the year, we'll have a few letters.
Love burns. Knock, knock, knock. and you can write to us at loveburnswithcharity and Gwendolyn at yahoo.com. We will read your mail. And we split it up so we don't see each other's letters.
No. We hand pick our
stuff. It's not like we can plan ahead of time what we want to say or wish we didn't say.
No, that's later.
All right. So next week.
And hopefully next year we'll be able to start taking live calls.
Yes, which would really be fun. That'll be a lot of fun.
And have visitors.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna crank up the volume a little bit. You know, it's time to take it to the next level, and we intend to do it.
Yavuz.
In the meantime, next week will be our Christmas show, and then after that we'll probably just do some encore presentations because we'll be off on our adventures.
Mm-hmm. She's going to L.A. and I'm going to the Jersey Shore and then the Highlands.
Yep.
Aye, get your kilt ready.
But we will be keeping our eyes open we'll be looking for love in all the right and wrong places, and certainly won't be afraid to tell you how to find it or lose it.
Or take care of it.
There you go. Yeah, that's her. Anyway, with that, we're going to say adios for this week. I'm Charity Trueheart.
I'm Gwendolyn Lovequest.
And you've been listening to
Love Burns
on Blogs Talk Radio. We'll be right back.